Good morning. KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It's breaking news on KSL. Happening right now, police are removing barriers on the UCLA campus and starting to arrest a large group of protesters.
ABC's Trevor Ault is there.
The demonstrators told me yesterday that they were not going to fight back against counter-protesters. We have to see if that's going to hold up against law enforcement. So far, there hasn't been a lot of physical altercations. You see some of these demonstrators, they're holding their ground. They're not necessarily pushing back. They also don't necessarily want to leave, too.
On our monitors, we've seen tear gas being used and flashbangs being deployed. We'll continue to follow this breaking story throughout the morning with the help of ABC News.
Here in Utah, it's graduation day for several universities.
And some will have extra security in the wake of what we've been seeing at colleges around the country and right here in our state. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, the University of Utah confirmed that they will have extra police and security guards inside the Huntsman Center for tonight's ceremonies. A school spokesperson tells the Deseret News the university, quote, preserves and protects the right to free speech on our campus, but there are reasonable limits under the First Amendment for the times and places of these expressions. There have been two large protests at the U just this week, with one of those getting broken up by police in riot gear, the other staying pretty peaceful, though. The spokesperson continued saying for tonight, quote, our protesters are welcome to continue to express their opinions outside. But for the thousands of students getting their diplomas today, their focus will be on their accomplishments instead of those protests. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr continues our team coverage.
Utah Valley, Utah State, and the University of Utah will all be hosting their commencement ceremonies throughout the day. Tens of thousands of students will be graduating, kicking off with the Aggies at 9 a.m., followed by the Utes at 6 in the evening, and closing out with the Wolverine ceremony beginning at 6:30. Most of the convocations for these graduating students will be held throughout the day tomorrow.
BYU and Weber State already hosted their graduation ceremonies.
College enrollment could be on the decline after federal student aid applications have been delayed for millions of students. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with details. Peter?
Amanda, FAFSA, or the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, rolled out a new system this year that was supposed to help students keep it more simple. Kim Cook of the National College Attainment Networks says it did the opposite.
A call center with hour-long waits, drop calls due to volume, and incorrect information. And a painfully slow ramp up of applicant data transfers to waiting financial aid offices, who now await reprocessing of up to 20% of applicants.
Cook says this could have a potentially catastrophic impact on college enrollment in the coming year as colleges continue to get more expensive. Utah already had one of the lowest rates in the country for high school seniors who were filling out that application at 22%, but now it's dropped by a quarter. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Tracks train riders will need to do some planning ahead as a series of construction and maintenance projects get underway.
With nearly a dozen different planned projects along the blue, red, and even green lines in the next few months, commuters are probably going to need to exercise a little patience. A release from UTA says they have carefully planned construction projects with few service disruptions so riders can continue to rely on transit. Riders are cautioned to plan a little extra time since many of the projects will involve bus bridges. UTA has planned tracks projects from the middle of May through the middle of October. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Streets in Houston, Texas are flooding this morning as the state prepares for more severe storms and another possible round of tornadoes.
It was the second busiest April on record for tornado activity. But through it all, stories of hope. The roof ripped off Lily Doll's Nebraska home. The high school junior's track jersey sucked into the sky. But she found it in a tree just in time for her big meet. And in Sulphur, Oklahoma,
people were helping me find Jack that I didn't even know.
A 2-year-old Aussie Corgi mix named Jack, emerging from the rubble of a destroyed home, now reunited with his family.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley reports parts of Harris County, Texas, are being evacuated this morning as floodwaters creep into homes.
Happening today, Governor Spencer Cox and several UDOT crew members will be pushing the message, "Keep Utah Beautiful." They'll be picking up trash along SR 201 near the Mountain View Corridor as they launch the state's litter cleanup program. This program allows anyone to go online and volunteer for a one-time cleanup of state roads.
First look traffic now, and we head back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, freeways are all moving at the full speed limit, but Mountain View Corridor has got a crash to the left near 5400 South and some waiting time at 3500 South.
as that light seems to be favoring the east-west traffic more than the north-south traffic, and so there's some backups there. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
$1 million is being put towards increasing the ability of local companies to process food rather than rely on that food coming in from out of state.
Bailey Wolstenhume with the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food says Utah currently doesn't have many strong food processing operations, and so a lot is outsourced. Beefing up our food processing sector will help benefit our economy as well as local farms and ranches. It will also help us be less affected by food supply chain issues in other states.
KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson says this is the third year this grant money has been available, and it's proven to be very successful. A Wasatch County cheesemaker increased their processing capacity by 1,000 pounds a week.
Giant murals are popping up on buildings around Salt Lake. Leslie Allen with the city's Art Council tells KSL-TV the murals are part of an arts festival with the idea of uniting people.
Revitalizing our downtown is pretty remarkable. It's bringing people into the neighborhood. They just become part of the fabric of a community.
66 murals will be painted around the city.
An asteroid that occasionally flies close to Earth could be more related to us than we think. KSL News Radio's Michael Kamit is live to explain all of this. Michael?
Tim, this asteroid is called Kamaʻoʻaleva, and this roughly 200-foot-big rock flies about 9 million miles away from Earth. Now, originally, scientists thought the asteroid originated from the system belt between Mars and Jupiter, but a new study suggests Kamaʻoʻaleva was carved from the moon's dark side after something smashed into our neighbor millions of years ago. Now, there's a Chinese mission to visit Kamaʻoʻaleva in 2025 and bring back a sample. If successful, and if the asteroid's new origin theory is true, then we may get to know more about a side of the moon we know little about. Reporting live, Michael Kamit, KSL News Radio.
The only thing that make that story better is a little ukulele in the background of Kamaʻoʻaleva.
I like it.
Yep.